Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
And we're bringing you a special Chatterbox episode.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
Yes, it's Christmas time.
It is indeed. So basically, we're going to focus this podcast on Christmas and all its fun little things. So don't forget to check out the website, culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Right. As usual, we have tons of stuff for you. If you check out our lip service, you got the transcript and all kinds of good stuff to help you understand this podcast even better.
For sure. Okay, so let's get started. So today, we're going to talk about Christmas greetings. Then we're going to talk about two funny Christmas traditions. And we're going to talk about my best and worst present ever.
Yeah. Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
So, yes, we're going to talk about Christmas greetings.
Yeah, so those are the two main Christmas greetings.
Right. Merry Christmas is really the biggest. We say Merry Christmas all the time in, I think, every English-speaking place.
Yes, you can never go wrong saying Merry Christmas.
Right. And Merry is just like happy. Yeah, have a good time. You're wishing someone a good Christmas.
Exactly. In England, they actually say Happy Christmas. But that's more in just the UK.
Right. So if you're in England, say Happy Christmas. But if you're in Canada or Montreal, maybe you want to stick with Merry Christmas. So use Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And so Happy Holidays, it's pretty much the same thing because it's the holiday season, and it's because there's so many different religious kind of holidays around that time. There's the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa, I think that's how you say it, and there's also a Muslim holiday that's around the same area. So when you say happy holidays, you're encompassing everyone.
Right, and some people don't celebrate any specific religious holiday, so saying happy holidays is a good way to just include everyone and offend no one.
Exactly. So that's basically when you're being politically correct when you say happy holidays.
Right. And to be politically correct means to not offend any kind of group.
Exactly. So Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
So there are some expressions that you can see but that you rarely hear someone say or that you rarely use.
Right. Like, we don't say season's greetings. You'll see it a lot, but people don't say that to each other.
No. I would never say to my friends or to my family, season's greetings.
Right. You see it in stores or on signs. You might hear it on television or the radio, but not between regular people talking about Christmas.
No, definitely not. So season's greetings means the same thing as happy holidays. It's used in the same way, but happy holidays you say, and season's greetings you'll read on a sign or you'll hear on TV or on the radio.
Right, so we say happy holidays, but we don't say season's greetings.
Yeah, and you can also see signs with happy holidays, but in terms of spoken English, you'll hear people say happy holidays.
Exactly. What other expression do we see on cards but not use?
I would say we wish you a Merry Christmas or I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. So if I was writing a note to someone, I could say I wish you a Merry Christmas. But if I saw someone in person, I would say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Exactly. We don't really say I wish you a Merry Christmas. It just sounds funny.
It's a little bit too formal, I think, because when you say Merry Christmas, you're saying I wish you a Merry Christmas, but without saying the full sentence.
Exactly. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Those are the most popular expressions to use when you're talking.
Exactly. Let's talk about some Christmas traditions now.
Yeah, everyone knows the typical stuff like the turkey for dinner and the Christmas tree, but we have some other smaller, lesser known traditions, not as popular.
Yeah, so the first one is fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
So basically, fruitcake is a cake made of fruit, but it's usually candied or dried fruit.
Right, and the cake is like a brown, a dark brown color. It's really, interesting looking.
That's a nice way of saying it. Yeah, it's not the most beautiful looking cake.
Yes.
But some people think that it tastes better if you keep it for a longer time because you put rum or some sort of alcohol in it and it just absorbs the flavors and it becomes more flavorful.
Ah, well, I knew that it lasts a really long time. I knew that you could keep the fruitcake for maybe the next Christmas.
Now, I've never tried fruitcake. Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've tried it. It's, you know, it's okay. I could swallow it. I could eat it, but it wasn't delicious. I'm not looking forward to it this year.
Yeah, so fruitcake is given as a gift. People wrap it up nicely and give it to other families or to their friends. But I don't know anyone who likes it.
That's why it's such a strange, a hilarious kind of tradition, because so many people don't like it. And they give it as gifts to people.
Exactly. So now there's a funny joke, which Johnny Carson from The Tonight Show started. He said that basically he thinks there's only one fruitcake in the whole world, and that each family just gives it to each other.
That's hilarious.
So that's kind of why we think fruitcake is funny in Canada, or yeah. in North America.
Yeah, it is kind of a joke. Do you know where fruitcake comes from, though? Because it's such a strange tradition.
What I understand it is that before, when you couldn't get fruit in the Christmas season, when it was cold and there wasn't the supermarkets that there are now, they would use the dried or candied fruit that they had.
Oh.
And the best way to serve it was with the rum or the alcohol in it. It made the fruits taste really good in the cake.
Okay, so it's really a historical reason. We couldn't get fresh fruit, so we used dried fruit to make a dessert.
Exactly.
And now, even though we can buy fresh fruit, we continue with this strange tradition of fruitcake.
Exactly.
But if you're around fruitcake this holiday season, I suggest you try it. It's not so bad, and it's a, you know, a fun new experience, fruitcake.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it this year, and I'll write about it in the blog.
Yeah, you should. Maybe I'll get you fruitcake for Christmas, Harp.
Oh, that would be nice. Okay, so now the other tradition I want to talk about is mistletoe.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, it is fun. So now I never had mistletoe at my house, but I've always seen it in TV. Can you describe to me what it is?
Sure. It's a small plant. It has green leaves and little white berries. And yeah, I had one at my house when I was a kid. It was fake. It was not real. We used the same one every year. But yeah, we had mistletoe.
Okay, so basically with mistletoe, you hang it from the ceiling, and when there's two people under it, they have to kiss.
Exactly. You need two people. You can't kiss yourself. So when two people suddenly find themselves underneath the mistletoe, they're supposed to kiss.
Exactly. So it's a fun, I would say harmless tradition.
Yeah, and it's not really serious. Sometimes you're under the mistletoe, you're with someone, you don't want to kiss them, you don't really have to kiss them, you don't need to.
Yes, you can kiss them on the cheek, too. No one's saying that you need to French kiss them.
Right, just a kiss on the cheek is fine.
Yep.
It's a fun little tradition, mistletoe.
Exactly. So now, it has a really interesting history, though.
What is it?
Because mistletoe has been considered in history a very powerful medicinal plant.
Oh.
So it symbolizes a lot of fertility and long life, so they would hang it and you would kiss under it because that would be what couples did who were in love, and it was like a promise that they were going to get married. And there's also the tradition that if there was a young girl under mistletoe and she was left unkissed, she wouldn't marry for a year.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that's an interesting tradition for Christmas, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting, these traditions, because most North Americans don't even know where they come from.
Yeah, you see it in pop culture, or you make fun of it for fruitcake, but you don't really know the history of it.
Right. So you also taught me about mistletoe and fruitcake. Interesting traditions.
Yeah.
So, of course, the most famous tradition at Christmas is exchanging presents.
Mm-hmm.
You give presents to your family and friends, and of course you get presents too.
Yep, giving and receiving the gifts. It's my favorite part.
Well, what was one of the best gifts you ever got, Harp?
I would say my best gift ever was about 5 or 6 years ago, and my boyfriend Craig got me the most beautiful pendant. It's Moonstone, which is like a very cool gemstone. It's got some really cool properties to it. And if you're into crystals and gemstones, you know a little bit more about it. But
what color is it?
It's cool. It's almost opaque, like a white color, but it depends on the light, and it can be blue, and or it can just be like almost a white. It's beautiful. Okay. Everyone notices it when I'm wearing it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's my best gift.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, of course I have to ask you the other side, because sometimes when you get gifts from people you don't know very well, you get strange gifts. So do you have a worst gift?
My worst gift was hilarious. When I was young, I was probably 10 years old. It was from my mom, so it was from someone who knew me, but she got me scissors. And, okay, it was a really nice thought, because she knew I wanted to learn how to sew, and that I was really interested in learning about sewing and so forth. But scissors? Come on, I was 10 years old. I wanted a toy. I don't know what you want when you're 10 years old, but I did not want scissors.
No, you want something fun and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Scissors are not quite fun and exciting.
Yeah, like, you don't want to go back to school and be like, I got scissors for Christmas. Yeah, it's just when you're 10, it's not the gift you want.
No, you want something cool that everyone has, mm-hmm. Not scissors.
The funniest thing about the story was that my mom, before Christmas, told me what she was going to get my sister. And she was like, oh, Harpreet, I got her scissors. And in my head, I was thinking, ha, 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 that's a horrible present. And then we both got scissors.
That's hilarious. Whoops.
So, but I love you, Mom.
So, we want to say one last time, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed our Christmas episode at Culips and you learned some new things about Christmas that you didn't already know.
Yeah, and remember to check out the website, culips.com, and go to the lip service where you can find out more about this episode.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff in there. So, again, Merry Christmas!
Happy Holidays, everyone!
See you next year!